Liz Berlin and friends, now live at the Saturday Light Brigade.
I don't want you evermore looking down on me. You are too late just to see what you came to see. I have blossomed to be higher than the tallest tree. I have lightened, floating higher than the air around me, 'cause I have one in my mind. I can see all the time, all the pretty things all around and inside of me. Now to see me, you have to see all of me. Might be more than you expect or you want to see, but it's me now, all my splendor pouring over streams of fire all around and inside of me, 'cause I have one in my mind. I can see all the time, all the pretty things all around and inside of me.
Liz Berlin and company, and we'll meet all the company in a minute. In fact, let's do that right now, starting with Eric, if you want to say hello.
Morning. Hi. Good to see you again.
Eric's playing djembe somewhere back there. Oh, maybe my notes are wrong here. On percussion, what have you got with you?
A West African drum called a djembe, you're right. And then some cymbals that are designed to be played with your hands instead of sticks.
Yeah, and they sound great.
Thanks.
Everything sounds good. And then the twin sister I knew not of. Hi.
Hi.
How have you kept yourself unknown to me for so long?
I don't know. I've been around for
forever.
Forever.
Ron Berlin says hello to both of you.
Nice.
Ron Berlin made a comment about you calling him the other father, mm-hmm. or with the yes, and he says hello, and he's listening.
Hi, Ron.
He actually made that joke, and I was just thinking of lineage and spirit, mm-hmm. and then I got the last name thing like 2 minutes after I had emailed him back when he said that. And then we also have Mark Strickland playing guitar. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And I want to be sure we get lots of music in. That song was called Pretty Things. And what's going to be next?
So we're going to play a song called In the Absence of a Fairy Tale. And it's my most recently written song.
I was going to ask you, and you, Pretty Things is yours, right?
Yeah, Pretty Things is mine as well.
An Absence of a Fairy Tale you wrote just not too long ago.
Yeah, not too long ago. It's kind of about, I wrote it when I was camping in a place called Penzic, which is about 45 minutes north of here.
Yeah.
It's part of the Society for Creative Anachronism,
We
all dress up in medieval outfits, and we spend 2 weeks in the woods, like off the grid, living like we're in medieval times. And so I wrote this song there. And it's about the joy that I find there. And it's really about like the joy that I guarantee that every single one of us had at some point in our lives, even if like reality came and messed it up or became challenging. And that joy, I've been going through a process of reclaiming that joy for myself and finding it again.
Here again, Liz Berlin, whose voice you just heard, along with twin sister Katie and Mark Strickland and Eric George.
Tonight I'm a little girl. And muddy and drinking the world, laughing and spinning and singing a song with no words, pure and uncertain and unconcerned. They say I should reach, but where are the wings of my childhood? Gravity grounds me. The questions, the answers that I can't see. Work the machine. Sure, I could turn the wheels, but how can you put out the fire of one who has sipped from the clouds, silenced the thunder to live out loud?
Liz Berlin, along with Katie Berlin, Mark Strickland, and Eric George. Liz, I bet that song felt good to get out of you.
That's good.
It's a really, I mean, lyrically it's beautiful, but I like the way it's arranged, too. And
Thank you. Just a
great song. Have you been doing a lot of writing lately?
I have not been doing a lot of writing, unfortunately. I wish I could make more time for writing. I've been writing some nice little instrumental things, and I just record them on my phone, and I sing the melodies that come to my head, and then someday when I have time, I'll sit and listen back to them and write lyrics, and, you know, they'll start evolving that way.
You've had your finger in a lot of pies lately.
I have had my finger in so many pies lately.
Anything you'd like to talk about?
Maybe your listeners don't all know that my husband and I own Mr. Small's Theater and Recording Studio, and so that's a lot, and it's awesome. But probably the biggest thing that's happening for me is an educational program that I started, 13 years ago, called the We Rock Workshop. And in that program, we provide free songwriting, production, recording, and performance opportunities for current and former foster youth. And it's such a great program. And during the pandemic, we took it all virtual, and I started teaching an online recording studio that anyone can get on their phone called Soundtrap.
Yeah, and Soundtrap's great.
Yeah.
We actually were using that a lot as well.
Good.
And I'm glad it does take some leadership and vision to make it work. It's not, at least in our experience, it's not like, here, everybody use Soundtrap. You kind of need somebody like you to help put it together.
Yeah.
But it works. Are these kids, are these folks who have aged out of foster care?
Yeah, well, it's both. So our age group is from 14 to 24.
Okay, so you've got both.
Yeah, so it's transition age programming. You know, the mantra is age up, not out. You know, like if you had awesome parents, they wouldn't just stop supporting you when you turn 18. And so we're part of the programming that really continues that support and helps to, you know, my goal in the program is to help them become independently creative and find ways to have musical meaning in their lives beyond, you know, the dreams of rock stardom, and to really impress upon them the multitude of jobs and career paths that there are surrounding the rock star. And, you know, if someday you get to be a rock star, awesome. But it's not like that shouldn't be the goal, that you should be having goals along the way that are fulfilling. And,
yeah, that's kind of a byproduct.
Yeah, rock stardom is like a fluke, and if it happens, wonderful. But I don't think you can have a fulfilled life if, like, all you ever want to do is be a rock star. You have to find things that make you happy on the way.
I'd love... if we could find opportunities to feature the people you're working with, it's so important too. Oftentimes, and it sad, but sometimes when you age out of foster care, you are really left on your own often. And it's good for younger. I'm sure some of these kids are meeting near peer mentors or folks that they wouldn't otherwise meet.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic. Yeah. Liz is going to be at Millvale Days at Mr. Small's Outdoor Cafe stage. Let's see. I should know. I'm not doing my date math.
Friday, September 15th.
Yeah,
it's going to be full band, and we're building a stage right up on the street at the top of Butler Street, right next
to
Mr. Small's Theater, and blocking off the whole street.
Oh, that sounds.
It's going to be so fun.
It sounds good, and this is a true community festival. You know, with the city mothers and fathers and everybody participating.
Mm-hmm.
I know we want to get to some more music. What do you want to do next?
Next, I'm going to play a song called Newberry Street. And I wrote this song when I was on tour with my band, Rusted Root. And this one day I had a day off in Boston. And so I went shopping to like Newberry Street, which is where all the fancy stuff is, right? And I was really young. I was just at the beginning of my music career, and I was feeling financially and fashionably challenged. And I wanted to buy all the cool things for myself and just having a little pity party in my head about this, right? Yeah, poor Liz. And, you know, I'm hearing my voice in my head, and I'm hearing the voices of all the shoppers with all the bags, and I'm, like, really jealous. And then I walk past this church on the corner, and the thing that I see first was, like, a foot. And this foot had a shoe on it, and the shoe had this big hole in it, and the person's foot had grown a callus to take the place of the missing sole of his shoe. And this in the middle of this pity party, right? And so then I start hearing this guy's voice. This guy's sitting here on the corner with everything he owned in a shopping cart.
Oh.
And so his voice joined into the conversation. And so this is how that conversation went. Church on Newberry Street. I do. A voice says, I do. I do. Do you go to sleep on Newberry Street? I do. A voice says, I do. Do you sleep on the inside or out where it's cold? I do. I do. I certainly do. Do you live stylish and rich or broken and sold? I do. A voice says, I do. Everything on this street, no, all my possessions are here on this curb. Do you spend your money all here in one night? I do, I do, I certainly do. Do you think it costs money to get to the light? I do, a voice says I do. Any other intention anymore. No. Cause it's all wrapped up so neatly. It all makes sense for evermore. No.
Liz, he sure can write them. And that song, I'm glad you told the backstory to that song, because it's, I don't know if it's sad that it's aged so well, but it sounds like a song you could have written yesterday. It's really throughout the whole human condition, these problems have existed. But
absolutely.
What a beautiful, beautiful song.
Thank you so much.
Liz Berlin here, if you're just tuning in, along with twin Katie. I'm sorry to keep doing that. Katie,
right.
Katie's her own person in her own right.
She is, and she's doing singing on her own as well. She's been taking voice lessons, and every week at Acoustic Cafe, she sings a different song.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yes, it's so wonderful.
And Mark Strickland is here on guitar, Eric George on percussion. Chad Green's doing a great job on the mix. It sounds absolutely great. We probably have time for two more, I think, if you're wondering. I'll leave it up to you guys, though.
Yeah, two
then
more.
I can
do a tune switch real quick.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
We're going to do one more song and then retune my guitar and then the last song.
That sounds good.
Okay,
I like a game plan. What's the next one?
So this song is called Ask, and I like to call this one my personal declaration of independence.
Ah, I like
because
it.
Because this song is about the moment that I realized that anything I ever wanted to do in life or anything I ever wanted to be was like up to me to make the steps to make it happen, that it was like never going to happen if I didn't get my feet marching out the door, which is what the lyrics say, you know?
It makes sense.
Yeah. And so actually, like, in all of my educational programs, the We Rock Workshop and also the Real Life Music Camp that I used to do, at the end of every program, we do a big show at Mr. Small's, and I always like to have my students perform this song with me.
Mm.
So it's so much fun. And whenever it's with a We Rock Workshop, you know, I let the kids do, like, freestyle rap verses on it and like singing, and it's so great.
Nice, yeah. Nice anthemic song.
Mm-hmm.
Here once again, Liz Berlin.
I can't believe it. You mean all I had to do was ask? I can't believe it. Life is moving through me way too fast. I can't believe it. You mean all I had to do was ask, and now my life has shifted. And now my life has changed in way too many ways to leave me wanting to go the other way. All my life I've asked, and on we pray. So pick up your pieces, go your own way. Chicken, yeah, come and rock my boat. You know I really need to take a swim. Who am I talking to? I must be talking to myself, cause this is not your purpose. No, this is not yours. You can say, oh,
believe it, you know. All this makes me wanna laugh, to think I could have had most anything I ever asked. Just goes to show me this fear is not in any way my friend. Take this in and know this, take this home with you.
That's a tune called Ask Liz Berlin. And there's one more song coming up. We're going to do a little guitar changing, and that's totally fine. As that happens, I'm going to mention that Terry Goulding sends his best. He's listening and says hello.
Terry plays music with Katie very often.
Specifically said Liz and Katie sound, I'm sure all four of you sound great. I'm sure he mentioned that. But he particularly sent a shout. Great job, Liz and Katie.
Yay, he wrote. Awesome.
So that's good to know. And yeah. It's great to hear these songs of yours.
Thank
that really
you.
Are kind of anthemic. And yeah. The work... We've long known about the work you've been doing with youth, and it's mm-hmm. pretty important. How's Jordan? What's he up to?
Jordan is great. Jordan has graduated from Carnegie Mellon University with a degree in composition and a minor in conducting.
Jordan is Liz's child.
My child, who last time I was here, I came in with his band, Lightning Box, that he formed at my band camp. Yeah. And he's doing great. He's back in school for another year of advanced music studies and music entrepreneurship.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Mark will return with
the
tune guitar.
Wow, you give a platform to so many amazing people and with so many doing so much amazing work. So thank you for having us here and for doing the work that you do.
Oh, thanks. And and also this coming Friday, the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
What's time on that?
We're going to be performing at 8:00 on Friday, September 15th, at Mr. Small's Cafe Street Stage. So we're going to be taking over all of Butler Street. And then I also have another gig coming up on September 29th.
This is at the Maple Leaf.
At the Maple Leaf. And that's going to be with Morgan Arena, Casey Catone, and Elizabeth Vaughn Presley.
And look, your guitar's coming back.
My guitar's coming back.
If you're listening anywhere, and sometimes the stations automatically like change gears, listen at slbradio.org/radio. We'll make sure we keep the program going if the station shifts a little bit earlier. Thank you, all of you, for being here today.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. This song is called Monster, and I wrote this about my monsters and how they're not so scary once you really look at them, and they are actually kind of a nice structure to protect you sometimes. So this is Monster. Think you live in a book. Next chapter, please.
ways I could be the characters. I could hold the key. Some don't shine in this here chapter. This chapter takes place in the middle of the night with no sun to shine. Gonna take this book and rewrite it my way. I'm gonna change the colors and all of the rhymes. I'm gonna take it with me on vacation. I'm gonna change the times and places till I'm satisfied, 'cause my mind here won't say the song, 'cause it's trapped here in this void sand. Somebody, yeah, to say the song, 'cause my mind won't say. This book here is haunted. I see the monsters every day. Come out to haunt me, keep me righteous company. And I love to touch them, keep me comfortable. They really love me, won't leave me alone till I set them free. Take this book and rewrite it my way. Gonna change the colors and all of the rhymes. Gonna take it with me on vacation. I'm gonna change the times and places till I'm satisfied, 'cause my
anything, whatever.